It's time for me to go.
Welcome to Untitled and Unbridled Summer Series 07 with your hosts, Alex Crawford and Chase Meisenheimer.
Hello, welcome to Untitled and Unbridled. This is my first summer series. I'm Chase. I've got a lot to get to today in this short little amount of time. I'm going to tell you right now, I've got some friends with me, and one of them is weird.
Ryan!
What?
I have my friends Ryan Guinan and Aaron Burrows here with me, helping me along, and they're going to kick Carly and Ashley's butt in terms of input. Isn't that right, guys?
Word.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Okay.
Word.
Alex, first off, I wrote down a little things I wanted to address about yours. Let's get a little excited. It was a little boring. What did you guys think?
I concur.
That was boring.
It was still good.
Like I was telling Aaron, tens of people listen to this. And we're not drunk, I promise.
Aaron, you said and that so sincerely. It was still good.
It was. Alex, good job.
I don't think he can hear you. You need to come right up to the mic.
Good job.
Okay, you clipped. And first, yeah, I know you chose Justin Timberlake. Why did you do that with so many dams?
Cry me a river.
No. And David Bazan. Awesome.
Chirp, chirp.
One word.
Chirp, chirp.
Awesome.
Chirp, chirp.
And anyway, I thought I'd address your, I, you know what, never mind.
I'm too immature to handle this.
That, yeah. Guys, this is a professional thing that you need to get down with. Anyway.
Yeah.
you got it.
We are down.
So, oh my gosh. So,
we are down.
I have nothing to say. You've said it all. Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Please. No, I want you to do this.
Chase, we are down.
Okay.
We're
anyway,
flipping like crazy.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. That happens to us all the time. It'll be fine. I'm going to play for the first time this week. I'm going to play a band that I've put on. I put on a song of theirs on a mix for my friend Leah, and
oh my god.
Definitely just farted. An idiot.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we stopped because I had some guests. Okay.
Hey, we are good at this.
Shut up. All right. Holy crap. Settle down. This has to be 10 minutes. Okay. I'm doing a band that I put on a mix for my friend Leah. I've had their CD for a while, and I thought it was one of the better albums of last year. It didn't come out here officially till February.
Speaking of coming out.
Are you recording?
Yes, I'm recording. Stop studying, all right?
I'm not. I should be, but I'm not.
This is a band from UK called The Feeling. I'm doing a song by them called Love It When You Call. Ryan thinks they ape Scissor Sisters. I beg to differ, even though they come from the same school of 60s, 70s pop, such as Elton John and Queen and Bowie and things like that. And Aaron's giving me the thumbs up, so I think my information's correct. She's checking my sources. Ryan has a comment about, I'm reading about the lead singer Dan Gillespie Sells. On November 15, 2006, he came out to a British publication stating he not only is he gay, but his parents are a lesbian couple and that he has an uncle who is gay.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. Ryan, what did you tell me you wanted to say about that?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty good at future telling.
Uh-huh.
I predict in the next couple of years he'll probably be hired as the Rent kind of
he'll do the character for Rent.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree because he's gay and musicals are gay.
They're freaking gay.
Everything
not
about them,
them.
Aaron, shut up.
Okay.
Everything
they're
about
completely
them is
gay.
Gay.
Anyway, they're
like
actually
the feeling.
They were, according to a certain publication, I don't remember what it's Planet Sound, I think, they're the most played band of 2006 on UK radio, which is a big deal. Anyway, they are gayer than a handbag. So anyway, I'm going to play their song. You guys have anything else? Aaron, would you like to do your interview now? So Aaron, how does this make you feel?
No comment.
No comment? Here, come say it in here again.
No comment.
Okay, you busted their eardrums. Anyway, so this is Love It When You Call by The Feeling. I think it's just a great pop song. Way better than that queer Mika guy. So if you want some fun, yeah, that's a challenge. If you want if you want some fun pop, pick up this album. If you like this song, you won't be disappointed unless your name is Ryan Guinan.
I found the switch, turned it on. I hit the ditch, you carried on. I was so near, now you're so far. Quite sure just who you are. Oh, I know you could choose a friend, but you don't seem to have the time. Oh, and I wonder if you ever get to say what's on your mind. We'll take a little time. Come on, take a little time. I love you when you come.
I didn't know we were going to do stuff at the end, and Alex did, so I guess I got nothing else to say. Ryan had to say something derogatory towards my choice. Go, Ryan.
Well, I mean, The Feeling, they're okay. But if you want a cooler band from Sweden that's similar but much better...
Don't whisper. Just talk. This isn't professional at all.
Whatever.
I'm speaking up.
I'm just waiting to say my
I'm not
line.
Talking to you. I'm talking to you. You don't have a predetermined line.
Anyways... The Feeling pretty much sucks in my opinion. Listen to The Ark.
That's Ryan's opinion. I like the Ark just as much, but I don't think they're the same. But whatever. It's still cool.
I mean, there's definite similarities.
Yeah, just because they're both foreign.
The Feeling definitely screwed The Ark over.
There are no Kelly Clarkson though.
Oh. Heck no.
Okay, and Aaron, what did you have to...
Who's going to her concert in September? Say it.
How about you say it?
Wow.
Aaron, we're at 10 minutes. Say it, and then let's go.
All I have to say is, that's a wrap!
Okay, see you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.